Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Gramma AG conference call regarding results Q2 2018. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Mr. Ralf Hopper.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome from our side to the conference call regarding the first 6 months of the Gramma Group. I'm here with the CFO, Gérard Cordionni. He will guide you through the main highlights and key figures of the first 6 months. And after that, as usual, the lines will be open for your questions. I hope you got the presentation. It's available on our website. And now I would like to ask Monsieur Cordionni to start the presentation, please.
Good afternoon from my side, too. And I am pleased to make you the presentation now for the first 6 months, 2018. But before I start in the presentation, I want to make a summary. And the summary says the following, that Gramma had a solid start into the first 6 months of the business year with the expected challenges in the automotive business and a dynamic market environment in the commercial vehicle segment. We have an ongoing solid performance of the operating EBIT with a margin of 4.7% in the first half year of 2018. Again, an increase over the full year of 2017, which was 4.5%. As we expected, we saw a slight drop in business volume for the automotive division, but it was more than compensated by the strong development of the commercial vehicle revenue in the first half year of 2018. Based on this solid development, I can tell you before I go into the presentation that due to the development in the first quarter, in the first half year 2018, we can confirm you our 2018 full year guidance. No surprise. So let's start on page two. On page two, we have here some general comments about the market development. First of all, we can say on the passenger car that we have in Germany the new registration with a plus 3% with SUV, sport car and upper class model driving the growth. In Western Europe, we continue the growth with plus 2%. In North America, we have a slight growth of plus 1%. In the light truck segment, plus 10%. And in China, we have plus 6% based on strong SUV sales. On the truck side, we have in Western Europe plus 1%, with Germany plus 1%, with a strong growth like in Netherlands, France and Italy, but UK minus 11%, which made the overall growth by plus 1%. US, which is ongoing on dynamic growth, plus 17%, mainly driven by strong heavy duty class 8 segment. We have said also in the first quarter, a recovery in Brazil is continuing in the first 6 months with plus 52%, but on a low basis. China with double-digit growth, 12% in the first half year, boosted by heavy-duty trucks. Other commercial vehicle markets, all other important markets like agriculture machinery, construction machinery, and material handling are continuing with strong growth rates as in the previous quarter, what is for us very important. If we went now on page three, we first start with the Gramma Group. Before we went in the automotive and commercial, in the Gramma Group, for the first 6 months, we have a revenue from growing from 908 to 927.6. That means a growth of 2%, FX adjusted by 4.5%. We have on the right side, our EBIT margin is growing from 35.1 million to 41.9. That means from 3.9 to 4.5%. and our operating EBIT margin is on 4.7%, with 43.3%. It means on the level of last year, which was very strong, the first half year. Okay. On the next page, page 4, we have on net profit, we have the net profit is going from 20 to 25 million. That means 25 million. That means it's increasing by 26%. It's mainly due to the high level of the previous year based on the positive IFRS EBIT development. On the other hand, our IFRS earnings per share increased from 1.67 to 2.06. That means plus 23%. Next page is the equity ratio. We have on the equity, we have a decrease by 6% due to the application of the IFRS 15 regulation. And we are going from 338 to 320. But we still have a percentage of 30% of equity ratio, which is a very solid and good level. The same on the gearing, we have an increase of our net debt first from 122 to 137. It means that due to the financing needs of our global business activity and the lower cash flow that we have in the first half year, and we have a gearing ratio of 43%. Which is still on a very good level, a solid level. On the investment side, on page 6, you see that last year we invest for 28.5 million. This year we invest in the first half year 23 million. That means a decrease of 19% and a ratio of 2.5%. How the CapEx is split by division? It's mainly in automotive with 53%, 27% in commercial vehicle, and 20% in central services. That's also due to the fact that we are investing in this half year 2 million for the construction, for the beginning of the construction of our new Gramma Technology Center and group headquarters in Uerdenzollern. On page 7, we have our headcount development. There you see that we increase against the situation end of June last year. From the situation was 12,196. End of June this year, we are by 13,143. That means plus 947 employees. But we have a start to increase our staff in our plans end of last year, in the second part of last year, and further beginning of this year in connection with the upcoming product launches. Very interesting is on the right side, you see that our split between best cost and high cost country, you see that we further improve our ratio with a ratio of 71% in best cost country against 70% last year at the same date. Now that was for the group. On the automotive side, on page 8, you see that we have a very small decrease from 661 million to 647 million. That means our automotive division posted an expected decline in revenue in the first 6 months of 2018 as a result of numerous serious changeover and the corresponding timing difference of phase down and subsequent ramp ups of new projects. The timing effect is the main reason for the reported decline in the NAFTA, mainly the NAFTA region. We expect in the further course of the year this timing effect between the model changes will ease out and the automotive division will be able to post a modest organic growth as projected for the full year 2018. If we look on the EBIT side, you see that we have in the IFRS EBIT, we are going from 25 last year for the first 6 months of 22.4, and in operating EBIT from 28.2 to 21.3. That means that our operating EBIT stood at 3.3%, which corresponds with full year 2017 profitability. That means we are at the same level. The lower volume compared to previous year result in lower labor productivity and lower process efficiency and uncovered development of end project cost impacted our operating performance in the automotive division. And we have defined a lot of action plan to make up the first half year shortfall and to boost productivity and efficiency in the automotive division during the course of the year. And we see the first impact in July. Also, on the automotive further, what is our order intake? That means we started last year with this information, and you see, very interesting, we are, first of all, to remind you, this is order intake, that means not sales of 1 year, but it's the total project revenue forecast for the entire duration of the project. That means it's always for a model life span of 6 to 7 years on average. And you see that last year, end of June, we reached 430 million. And end of the year, we was at 1,050,000,000. And you see that this year, we are much higher. We have approximately 50% more. We are at 650 million. And that means, and also from this 650, 40% are the German premiums OEMs. That means all there, they are higher in the order intake against the first 6 months of last year. This year, we are again focusing on expanding our business with new customers in the region outside Europe. This is not so much is in response to the special circumstances. It is the consequence of our global growth strategy targeting local manufacturers. And with this level of order intake, we are confident that we can achieve our goal this year of around 1.5 billion order intake. If we look the breakdown, like I said before, you see that in 2018 we have 45% by our premium German OEMs and 55 by the other. That's exactly what I tell you. And this, the split by region, you see that in Europe we have 45%, America 30%, and the APAC 25%. And in future, with TMD, it will increase much more. That's all the figures, because TMD is not yet included. They will increase also the part of America. Now on the commercial vehicle, you see that we increase our sales by 15%. That means from 267 million to 308 million. That means that is a very positive development. This was was driven by raising our sales volume in agriculture, machinery, construction, material handling, and the truck market, as well as recovery in Brazil. Overall, all core market segments show a dynamic development in the first half year. We see that in our EBIT, we grow from in IFRS EBIT from 21.6 to 31.2, and in our operating EBIT from 22.7 to 30.3. That means approximately 10% operating EBIT. What we can say in general is the driven by higher volume, the operating EBIT improved by 33% to the 30.3 million that I tell you, and the operating EBIT margin increased, like I tell you, very strongly. That means we are on the really right way. If we look now again back on the Gramma Group on page 11, what is our market outlook for 2018? You know that we are based on official sources. That means you can everybody have his idea about the second year or his input or his thought or I don't know what, but we cannot we want only to base on facts, and therefore we based on official sources that you see that we put on the document. And what we see there, I will not go in all the figures, but you see first in the car production that worldwide it will be further an increase for the total year of 2%, of which what is very interesting is that it's positive everywhere in Europe, US, and perhaps a little bit less in the US with plus 1% only, and China plus 2. But what is very interesting is to point out Brazil. Brazil, you have plus 12. But if you go now in the other direction, you see that Brazil, for the first time, it's very positive everywhere. I mean, we have plus 12 in car, we have plus 13 in trucks, we have also plus in agriculture, or sign of plus, and also we see that in the other sector it's coming back. That means that's for us, where we are market leader, a very good news. If I want now to comment on the truck production, you see that the truck production in total we see a minus 3% worldwide, mainly influenced by China. But on China, you know that it's for us, it's not a minus, but it's a plus, because we are coming in the market. We have totally new project with our joint venture, Shanxi, and also some other customer that we have acquired there. That means for us this trend is in general on a high basis, which was very high on the prior year, but we are coming from nothing and we are further increasing. And you see on the other hand that the US is going very well, and Europe plus 2, and Brazil outperform. On the agriculture machinery sector, compared to previous year, our most important customer continue to send out positive signals as they have raised their expectation for Europe and South America for the full year 2018. In view of the more robust market, we expect a continued positive market environment with growth of 5 to 10% in the US and Canada, the world's largest market for agricultural machinery. The other market, our other segments such as construction equipment, material handling, and aftermarket are expected to continue to grow solidly in 2018. This is also confirmed by the expectation of our customer such as Caterpillar or Jungheinrich. What is our outlook 2018? The first thing I tell you in the summary in the beginning is that we confirmed. But if I can give a little bit more details, I can say that with a solid start into 2018, we are confirming our outlook for fiscal for the total fiscal year 2018. For 2018, our forecast is an increase in sales in the core business area, and we project group revenue to increase to over 1.85 billion. We expect the operating EBIT to exceed the level of 2017 financial year, with a further increase in operating profitability to around 5%. For the ROCE ratio, which will be included as a target figure for the first time, or now the second time because we show it in the first quarter, for the second time in our guidance in 2018, we expect a slight increase on the figures of 11.5% recorded in 2017. In order to give you a complete picture, it is not yet possible for me or for us to forecast the potential impact of matter relating to Gramma AG shareholder structure on earnings and order intake. Although it cannot be excluded that international trade politics and emission controls issue could have adverse effect on the automotive industry in general, you know, in the newspaper every day you see something else, and it's very difficult to now have a correct estimation if it will happen something or not. So that was on the first part. That's what I want to explain you what happened now the second quarter or in the first half year, but I want also to give you an update. I think that the good opportunity that you are all there to give you an update of our activity concerning the public tender offer and the BCA, the business combination agreement that we have agreed or signed. First, I want to make you to refresh you a little bit, and also to summarize what you could read or hear. The offer was published. Okay, I start in another way, because I first have to give the name of who will make the bid or the tender offer. That's Ningbo Zhifeng, you know, our strategic partner. And his offer was published on June 25, 2018. The bidder, Ningbo Zhifeng, then modified the offer on July 18, 2018. The minimum acceptance threshold was lowered from 50% plus one share to 36% plus one share. In their joint reasoned statement, the executive board and the supervisory board of Gramma AG recommend that shareholders accept this offer. In light of Gramma's future outlook as an independent company, the overall circumstances of the offer, the bidder objective and the intention, as well as the conclusion from two fairness opinions, the executive board and the supervisory board are in the view that the offer is in the interest of Gramma and the Gramma's shareholders. Moreover, the executive board and the supervisory board welcome the business combination, BCA, agreement concluded between the two parties, which, with respect to the future cooperation and future business development of Gramma. The acceptance period expired on August 6th, that means last Monday, midnight. The official result is expected to be published by the bidder on August 9th, that means in the next day. According to the notice date August 3, the bidder has acquired roughly 45.58% of Gramma shares capital, include its own stake of 25.5% that he had before he make the takeover bid. If the minimum acceptance threshold has been reached, which is highly likely, an additional acceptance period will presumably start on August 10 and end of August 23. subject to the fulfillment of certain closing conditions, including antitrust, regulatory clearance, the transaction is expected to be executed at the end of the third quarter of this year. So that means with that, you have also most of what I say here in written form. You have a global situation, an update till today. That means more precise we cannot be, and I would say in the next day you will see and you will read, we will inform you through the press to what is happening. So I think that was what I want to tell you for the first half year and for the second quarter. Again, we are fully in line for the first half year. We are confirming our total year guidance, and the rest is going its way. Thank you very much, and now you are there for questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cordoni, for your detailed presentation, and now I would like to ask the host to open the line, please, for questions.
Of course. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 followed by the star key on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question, please press 9 star again. Please press 9 star now to state your questions. Please press 9 star now to state any questions.
Okay, I think there are no questions. So obviously, Mr. Cornu's presentation was detailed enough. Again, thank you very much for your participation. If you have any follow-up questions, do not hesitate to contact us, to contact me directly. I wish you a great afternoon here from Hamburg. Thank you very much, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.